Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Woman Rebounded Radio. Here we are, breakfast talk with me on Tuesdays. Okay. All right, guys, let's get started. You know, okay, I'm going to talk about several topics because it's breakfast talk. So I don't need to stay on one particular topic. I'm going to talk about several things. So sit back, relax, or while you're riding in your car to work or getting out of work, or going to an appointment, or just cruising in your car, chilling, or in your house if you're cleaning, or if you're decorating, sit back, relax, and listen to me. So, let's get started. Now, today's episode, okay, first I wanted to talk about Starbucks versus Dunkin' Donuts, Chick-fil-A versus, like, McDonald's and Burger King. Now, we know why. Well, a lot of people visit certain places, like Dunkin' Donuts, you know, they have their coffee, they're known for their donut. But let's face it, if you don't go to Dunkin' Donuts, and if you go after 7 a.m., you're screwed. You're not going to get a good donut. It's going to be rusty, crusty, and stale. It really is. It's really going to be that way. Because if you think about it, we go to Dunkin' Donuts, you know, you have what you want in your head, and sometimes the coffee can be a hit or miss. And you'll take it because you're in a rush trying to get to work. You just need that coffee fix. I get it, because currently, well, after I am done with this episode, I think I'm going to take a ride to Starbucks because that's my preferred coffee spot. Now, I'm going to tell you why I like Starbucks versus Dunkin' Donuts. Now, Dunkin' Donuts is almost, it's like the same thing with Chick-fil-A versus McDonald's and Burger King, Wendy's, all of those fast food joints seriously cannot compare to the customer service you receive at Chick-fil-A. So, I prefer Starbucks because not only do I like the coffee, but I also prefer having nice service. Customer service goes a long way, guys. You know, I don't think a lot of people don't realize that when you're nasty and mean and you have a stank attitude, It's not going to take you anywhere. You're not going to go far with that. It's always great to, you know, especially those who want to open up a business. That's why it's important. And this goes in with my topic today about owning a business, delivering great customer service. If you are a business owner and you have to deal with customers, you know it's imperative. It's important. I cannot stress how important it is to deliver outstanding customer service. Very, very important. If your customers leave your business feeling good and well served, they will continue to come back and get that feeling. It's a true fact. It's known. It's been studied. It's all facts. So I feel good when I go to Starbucks and get a coffee because I know the customer service is going to be superb. It's going to be great. I go to Chick-fil-A and get a chicken sandwich because I know the customer service is going to be superb. I know it's going to be excellent. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, they all need to take note. Because honestly, and people aren't working, so it's very difficult, to say the least, to find employees. So it's hard for people out there, but they already had these reputations way before the pandemic of hiring people with bad attitudes. What do you want? We don't have that. Okay. All right. That's cool. Pull up to a chicken shack like Popeyes or KFC, and you realize that they tell you they don't have this and they don't have that. Okay, I pulled up to you thinking I was getting chicken. So why are you out of chicken? Why don't you just put a sign on the outside that says closed? Why don't you put that in the drive-thru so people don't continue to drive up and think they're going to get a chicken meal? So, you know, those places, you know, none of them have great customer service. I have to put Starbucks and Chick-fil-A at the top as far as delivering customer service when it comes to, like, you know, your drive-through or fast food experience, especially when you're in a hurry and a rush. I don't know I don't put chipotle on any of it because, first of all, they're skimpy with how they're making the sandwiches. You actually have to tell them what you want on your meal. So, I don't know. It depends. But as far as being known for a certain kind of delivery, it is Chick-fil-A and Starbucks, obviously. And then, you know, you want to talk about Starbucks. Not Starbucks, but it is located inside of Target. But Target versus Walmart. Now, I haven't been in Walmart because it's so ghetto. I can't take Walmart anymore. I go in there. There's nobody to help you. Everybody's pretending they're busy. It's just a hot ass mess. There's only one particular Walmart in the state that I live in that I go to. One particular Walmart that I could actually stand going inside of. And I usually go in there to get what I need and then I'm out. But Walmart is the same place with the horrible customer service. I've gone to Walmart and had altercations with employees over a return or different things like that. It's been really disrespectful being at Walmart, and their customer service, the delivery is poor. I have to give them an F as far as the rating. Never had that experience at Target. Never had it in a return. Never had disgusting customer service. Never had someone with an attitude or not being able to find someone to help. Walmart and Target, apples and oranges, the complete opposite. I only shop at Target because Walmart is terrible. I've even given Walmart opportunities by ordering online through the Walmart website, okay? Or the app on my phone. And even the packaging, even the stuff that I've gotten from Walmart is crap. It's packaged poorly. It's a wrong order. And Walmart is the only retailer that I've ever ordered from that has lost my package and I have never received it. I have never experienced that anywhere else. I have never even experienced that with Amazon, where I have ordered something and it's been lost. Only at Walmart I've experienced this nonsense. So all my Target, Chick-fil-A, Starbucks fans, stand up, leave me a message, because I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I prefer it because of the customer service. It is true. It's a fact. Okay? It's what matters. Target has good customer service as well. It keeps you going back because you don't have a poor experience with employees within the store. It's just proven. Walmart, McDonald's, those Burger King, all those fast food joints that have a bad reputation because it's true, need to take note from these other retail chains, because it is absolutely possible to find intelligent people to stand at the register and to be on the floor folding clothes. It's absolutely possible to find intelligence. Just because you are working at one of these places does not mean that you are not intelligent. It does not mean that you literally are walking into work with rollers in your head, okay? Or a bonnet on. Or slippers to work for the day. It doesn't mean that you have to show up and be as unprofessional and ghetto as you possibly can. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. And because of the terrible service, I don't shop at those places. I don't patronize them because that's just that's my thing. I don't feel that it's something that actually, in fact, is deserving of my money. I'm not going to spend money in a place that I don't like. And I can't have a nice, peaceful shopping experience. The experience and the service is so important to the customer. That's what keeps us coming back. So for those of you who are business owners and you're trying to do stuff and you're trying to be up and coming, it's so important to keep it professional. Make customer service your priority. Absolutely, 100%. Because when you are wonderful with your customer service, people will continue to come back because they want, like I said, they want that feeling. They want to feel good while shopping. And they want to know that you care about their experience. That's so important. So that's the reason why I shop at those retail stores. I don't know what you guys do. Do you have any, you know, problems with what I said? Do you like Walmart versus Target? Me personally, like I said, I'm shopping at the other stores because I don't want to be bothered with the nonsense at the other places. And I just don't want, I don't want to be bothered. Target is my number one store. I love it. Target. Okay. Target. I love like Christmas tree shops and Home Goods and all those places that I could shop at for my house and decorate my living room, my bedroom, my kids' rooms. You know, I want to be at all those places. And I haven't had a bad experience there. But I will bypass Walmart and drive an additional 15 to 20 minutes just to go to Target out of my way. I will drive an additional 5 minutes, 10 minutes to go to Starbucks out of my way. It's true. I don't want to deal with it. I'm to a point where I'm tired of it. I'm tired of dealing with people with attitudes. And I mean, it's horrible. Who wants to deal with that when you're trying to get to work? Who wants to deal with that when you're trying to have a peaceful shopping experience? Go into the store, get what you need to get, and get out. Who wants that? On a serious note, I honestly feel that... And you also spend more. When you feel good about where you're going to shop, you spend more. And you know, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You know it's true. When you have a nice experience, you tend to spend a lot more than what you do when you are in an experience that is not favoring and you don't like what's going on. You're not going to spend money there. So therefore, because of those nasty experiences I've had at Walmart, I have stopped shopping there completely, all entirely. Now, there are some times where I do go into Walmart, like I said. But it's also Walmart that is the only one that I go to in my state. So that's the only one that I will patronize and give my money to. Other than that, I'm not going to Ghetto Mart, okay? I'm going to go to Target. And, you know, don't get me started on certain stores like Trader Joe's versus, you know, ShopRite, Kroger, you know, Winn-Dixie, whatever store you go to, wherever you are, as far as a grocery store, you understand exactly what I'm saying. There are certain stores you prefer over top of other stores, on a serious note. So that's why I shop there. And I've never had a bad experience with Trader Joe's. I've gone there all the time. I've never, once again, I haven't had a bad experience there. That's why people are going there. Not only just because of, you know, the organic foods that they sell, but people are going there for the experience as well of not having to deal with riffraff and shit. Like ghetto-ness. Nobody wants to deal with the BS. Going into a store, you just don't. You just want to have an experience and be all in your own feelings and be all about yourself and going to the product, being able to get it, and having good customer service. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Just like I know there might be things at Dunkin' Donuts that I like, some different coffees that they came out with, but I'm not going to patronize them because I don't want the experience. So I'm going to go to Starbucks just because I prefer Starbucks over Dunkin' Donuts any day of the week. And that's just it. A lot of people prefer going to different stores. So if you're one of those people, leave me a message. Let me know. Do you have an experience with one of these stores and you just, it's what's caused you not to go back? Please leave me a message because I want to know. I want to do a part two, especially for the holidays of this. I have a lot of episodes that I will be doing part twos of. So guys, I want you to stay tuned and listen for my Thursday episode because I'm going to do a part two of this breakfast talk episode. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day and thanks for listening. You are listening to me, Woman Well-Rounded Radio.